your name?
I'm Officer Reyes.
Reyes, okay. Hi, Officer Reyes.
Yes, sir. R-E-Y-E-S.
Okay, yeah. It's an attempt to take possession of a house through fraudulent documents that were filed in a court, and that's the basis of the complaint.
Okay, and how did you come about the fraudulent documents?
Well, it was filed in a foreclosure case, and
in court?
Yep, and they used a dead person to advance a scheme to take the house. He's still dead, and they're still using his identity, the lawyers. And we have absolute, documented proof from the court records. We also have four attorneys who are witnesses and I believe are willing to testify to you. One of them also, the attorney gained an order for the dead person by claiming that all the parties had consented where the attorney didn't consent. And so it was another act of, I would call it obstruction through simulated legal process. I'm not an expert in law, but
yeah.
Just looking it up, there were a few things I sent over to Seth Stevenmeyer over at your offices, a draft that I had done for the PBSO. Was still in draft form, but I can come in and give a statement and any documents you need. We've got
okay.
Witnesses.
Do you live here in the city of Boulder, Tom?
I do. I live at that address.
At the same address? Okay.
Correct.
Hold on. Give me just 1 second, okay?
Okay. Yes, sir.
You told me that you already spoke to Captain Myers, is that correct?
I had sent him an email and he told me to contact this number and get in touch with a detective who would investigate it.
Okay, but you haven't received a case number from anyone in the past, correct?
No. Nope.
Okay, perfect.
And the sheriff, I contacted the sheriff and they said it was your jurisdiction.
Well, that's correct, because you're within our city.
Okay, great.
Yeah, okay then, so give me one more second.
Is there a way I could come in tomorrow and speak with a detective and get a formal complaint?
Yeah, of course you can do that if you'd rather just come in tomorrow and speak to someone in person, that works as well.
Great, what's a good time tomorrow for you guys?
Tomorrow, Saturday,
this
coming evening. Oh, no, okay. Hold on.
Okay.
So based on what I have, tomorrow, obviously it's Saturday, so the detectives are not going to be here.
Okay.
What I would like to do is to, do that initial report for you, provide you with a case number, and then from there on out, the Detective Bureau should be calling you, should be contacting you. That way you guys can
perfect.
Further and try to schedule some type of meeting where you can, see someone in person.
Perfect.
Again, though, I would just like to go over all the details one more time. That way I make sure I have the proper information for my initial report.
Okay.
So you can go ahead and start one more time from the beginning for me, okay?
Okay. You want me to answer? Let me just...
when everything took place, what did you learn
here
about the...
Okay.
The incident.
Let me just pull up a document that I got most of that prepared for.
How long have you lived at your residence?
Since 2008.
2008, okay. A few years.
Yep. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Find the
document. Yes, sir.
supposed to work.
Absolutely.
Hold on.
10.
What document are you trying to pull up?
The one I sent to Stephen Meyer. So if it just...
Okay, if you'd like, email that to me, because I'm guessing there you put all the details in regards to what's happening.
Yeah, it's a draft, but it'll get us going, if that's good
for you. Yeah, if you could email that to me, that'd be great. That way I know what information to go ahead and add.
Okay, hold on.
And I'll give you my email whenever you're ready.
Hold on, I just gotta find that.
Elliot, in the meantime, while you pull that up, let me get some of your personal information, okay?
Okay.
So I have your first name is Elliot, last name Bernstein, correct?
Correct.
What, do you by any chance have your ID with you right now?
I do.
Okay, can you give me the number on your driver's license, for example?
Sure.
Okay.
B652 209
okay.
63 350 0.
Okay, so I have B652 209 63 350 0.
Correct.
Awesome. Okay, give me 1 second here. And the address that I have on here, you said is the most current, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and is this the best number to reach you at?
Correct. Okay, and if you're ready, I will share that, I will send that document to you. Hold on.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you my email right now.
Okay.
It's going to be J.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Okay, hold on. I just got to get ready to send. File, share, send document. Okay, two. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's going to be JREYES at myboca.us. And I'm going to need you to give me the number for your license one more time because I'm looking for it and I cannot find it. So,
hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, let's make sure I got that right. Okay, I gave you B652.
Okay.
B as in boy.
There it goes, B as in boy. Okay.
B as in boy, 652 20963 3500.
Okay, now we should be looking a little bit better. Did you send out that email by any chance?
I just hit send.
Sounds good.
And if there's a way once you get that, you could just hit me back with email with just your contact info, that'd be great.
Sounds good.
Okay, then I'll make sure I get the spellings all correct.
Yeah, no worries. I'll put my name on there. I'll email you back your case number.
Okay. Perfect.
And that's pretty much it after I do the initial report.
Well, thank
now,
you.
Now let me look for that document that you sent. The email that you're sending it from, is that a good email to contact you back as well?
Is
just
that,
in general?
Yeah, you can send back there.
Okay. What are you currently working, by the way?
Excuse me?
What are you working?
What am I working?
You know, what are you working, your occupation?
I'm an inventor.
Inventor, okay.
Yep, stuff that's going to get me killed.
That's no good.
It's been 25 years, and they're trying hard to kill me.
Nah, don't say that.
I'm dead serious. You go to my website, you'll see they put a bomb in my car, and it blew up 3 cars next to it. So, yes, I'm very serious. This complaint is part of that long ongoing crimes against me and my children now, which really makes me pissed.
Okay.
Because this house...
The kids are involved in, I understand.
Yeah, and this house is owned by my children, by the way. So these frauds are occurring again. I mean, they're not... They're young adults. They're not minors, but they own it. And, you know, these guys are trying to steal it.
So your name isn't on the actual house itself?
No. Nope. It's a Bernstein Family Realty, LLC. Yeah.
In that case, if your name is not on the... If you're not the owner of the home, it's going to have to be your kids that file this report. Not you.
We'll do that.
Okay. We're sorry about that. I should have asked for that in the beginning.
That's okay. Well, I'm part of the lawsuit that's occurring. I was sued in this as well, individually. So I do have a claim. And
that's fine. And you have a valid complaint, but in regards to this, it's going to have to be one of your children, okay?
Okay, I'll probably have all three of them sign it, but okay. So they'll come in with me, whoever.
Mr. Bernstein, give me just 1 second. I'm going to pass on to someone else real quick.
Okay.
Hello, sir. My name is Officer Perry. I'm Officer Reyes' partner. That's fine. We're still going to go ahead with making the initial report. Being that we're a road patrol function, we wouldn't be investigating this all the way through anyways. But
right.
We're basically what gets the Detective Bureau a head start.
Okay.
So if whatever documentation you have, especially if you have, you know, your children's contact information, just like we got from you, if you could provide that as well, that way we'll start the person pages, the basic narrative, and everything that'll help the Detective Bureau. When they reach out, it might take a few days.
Yeah.
But what we're going to do is we're going to recommend this case be transferred back to the DB, and then somebody from the Economic Crimes Unit is going to reach out to you and your family.
Perfect.
So not a big deal at this point.
Do you want me on their personal information? Do you want me just to send it to the officer via email right now?
Yes, please. Okay. Yes, please. That would be perfect. That way we can set everything up. That way the detective has everything, and then we can reach out to you guys for follow up as far as the draft that you're sending. That gives the nuts and bolts of who and where. Do you know where they filed the paperwork? Was it here in Palm Beach County at the courthouse?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So yeah, if you have all that information, you know, if you could provide that to us, that way we can look through it. We might have to give you a call back just to, you know, if we have any questions, because, you know, we want to make sure it's accurate. But we'll reach back out if need be for the initial report.
Okay. And children information. Children info. Did he get the first email I sent?
I did, for that draft. Yes, I did. Alright, hello, it's Officer Reyes again.
And then
so,
wait.
Yes, I did receive that email. I see that it's pretty lengthy, so if you could still run me through what you were telling me earlier, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
And then I'll go through this afterwards as well.
Okay. A foreclosure was filed. One of the parties died. No substitution was made for that party. The lawyers, 7 months after he was dead, started filing documents in his name to get a judgment. They got.
Okay, when was that foreclosure filed?
Years ago. Hold on. I don't know exactly. I can't tell you that. Give me 1 second. Do you want the case number too?
Yeah, is that the one that's on here that I have on my file?
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, on the Word document. Yeah.
Yeah, 50-2018-2317.
Yep.
Okay, so I can tell that it was filed back in 2018. Do you have like a date, a more specific date?
For what?
For
when it was
for
filed.
The actual filing?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hold on 1 sec. I can't get that for for you. Okay, perfect. Hold on. That was filed 2/23/2018.
Okay, so that's when the foreclosure was made on the home, correct?
Correct. And here's okay, here's some of the problems.
Okay, but hold on. Foreclosure was made on 2/23/2018 on your house. What happened afterwards?
Well, there was improper services. They served my adult children as minors, so they've never been served as adults, and they all were, or two of them were adults, one was a minor. And then the foreclosure kind of goes through a lengthy period of, filings, but then Walter Somm dies.
Whose son?
Walter Somm, the plaintiff, dies during the litigation. You want to know when he died?
Give me one sec.
I think it's in that report.
So you said Walter is a plaintiff on your behalf?
No, he's the plaintiff suing us.
Okay, give me one second. So, the foreclosure itself, you were the one trying to foreclose the home?
No, Walter Somm was, and Patricia Somm.
Okay.
Okay.
So, they were trying to foreclose your home with fraudulent documents?
My children's home.
Your children's home with fraudulent
documents? Well, the fraudulent documents come when Walter is dead for 7 months. He files in his name a motion for summary judgment, which normally has to have your affidavit attached to it as part of the legal process. They didn't do an affidavit for him, only one for his wife. And they moved forward to get that summary judgment, which became a final judgment, in his name. So the final judgment's issued to Walter Somm, who had been dead at that point for over a year. Now, a lawyer's representation legally ends the day the person dies. So, but in the event that he didn't know that Walter was dead, we put a notice to the court that said we gave him his death certificate, which normally stops the case right there till there's a substitution of parties, it's called, which is the legal process where Walt Somm's estate or personal representative comes in and replaces him, because you can't move forward with dead people in court. But even after we noticed this, attorney Sweetapple and Rose, the two main people here, and they got served it by the court, obviously, because they're listed in the case. Even though we noticed them that he was dead, they still went on. And then this is where it's a real crime that we have to stop.
You're alleging that Robert Sweetapple and Brian O'Connell were pretty much using Walter's name?
And Alan Rose and Ted Bernstein were all involved. Well, Ted wasn't involved in this part of it, so we'll leave.
Theodore Bernstein.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's running another fraud in this case, but okay.
Okay, so you guys have the last name. Same last name.
Yeah, well, it's my brother. But he and his attorneys, in my estate cases with my parents, his attorneys, Robert Spallina and Donald Tesher, were found forging and frauding documents in my mother's estate, and their notary got arrested by the Palm Beach County Sheriff and prosecuted successfully. And then they hauled Spallini into the court, and he admitted that he had forged my mother's trust document to include my brother, who was cut out, back in. And then they both had to leave and resign from all...
Okay, but yeah, that's complete. That's a whole completely other separate case.
I'm just giving you some background.
Okay, but at least what I would like to pretty much file in this case, is that on 2/23/2018, you were
sued.
Hold on. Yeah, you were sued by Walter is his name.
Yep.
Walter E. Bernstein.
No, Walter E. Sam. S-A-H-M.
Yeah, S-A-H-M.
S-A-H-M.
Okay, by Walter E. Sam, and then he was filing for a foreclosure.
Yep.
Against your children's home.
Correct.
Then from there, he passed away.
Correct.
They're in the middle of the actual suing process. He passed away.
Correct.
And 7 months after the initial filing date, let's say around September of 18, around there, is when you received a summary for judgment, correct?
Correct.
And then at that point, this guy was, Walter was already dead. And so you're pretty much alleging that his co-workers or other attorneys, Brian O'Connell and Robert Sweetapple, were behind the paperwork but using a false name, correct?
And Alan Rose.
And Alan Rose. I got the name here. Okay. So that's pretty much what you're alleging, though, correct?
Correct. And that, here's the biggest problem that I see with this. He then, even after he got the death certificate, was noticed on the court record that the guy's dead, he goes ahead and publishes in the Palm Beach Post a foreclosure sale with Walter Sam's name in it. Now, think about that. If you went and bought the house in a foreclosure, and it was on a judgment that was in a dead man's name, and dead men can't hold property, obviously, you've just sold somebody a fraud. The guy's dead. He cannot be there. You know what I mean? So whoever they would be committing a fraud on the general public. I don't know what the real name of one
no,
of them.
No, I understand. In that sense, I understand, and I get as to why you're mad, because you're alleging that someone is filing fake paperwork under a fake name under someone who's dead.
Right.
So in that sense, I see why you're angry. And I am going to go ahead and do this report with, you know, the allegations that you're giving me.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and this email, once you speak to a detective, they're probably going to want it as well. Due to the fact that I don't have a detective on the case yet, I have nobody to forward it to. But make sure that you have a copy of this email. That way you're good to go. So,
okay.
Can you write down the case number real quick?
The case number is 50201.
No. Can you write down the new one?
Oh, your case.
For us.
Oh, hold on 1 second. You're going to send me something with that, right?
Yes, if you want, I can send it as well.
Okay.
I'm trying to give it to you over the phone. That way you can copy it down. But if you want it through email, send it that way as well.
Send an email, and can you copy my children? Since they're not...
Can I what, sir?
Can you copy my children? I'll give you their email. They've got one email they share.
Okay.
It's... All right. It's JJDBFR@gmail.com.
Okay, I have JJD as in Delta, EFR at gmail.com.
JJD as in Delta, B as in boy, F as in Frank, R@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good then. I'll get working on this, and if I have any more questions, I'll go ahead and give you a call, okay?
Okay, were you going to give me the case number verbally, too?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and give it to you verbally as well. It's going to be 2022-00-7253.
Okay, great. Thank you, Detective Reyes. Detective?
Officer Reyes, you're welcome.
Okay. Soon to be detective.
All right.
Okay.
At some point. All right,
great. Thank you very much for your time today.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling. All right.
Okay, bye.